Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The federal government appears headed for a shutdown, and that would hit low-income people in Wisconsin the hardest. Mike Moen reports.
Public policy analysts say safety net aids, such as the Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, would feel the budget squeeze sooner rather than later. Brett White leads the Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program, which helps clients access WIC benefits.
We are the transportation program for this neck of the woods and take people to dialysis treatments. I mean, we're big on that.
He says they've been preparing to try and keep services running, but note some programs would eventually have to pause in a prolonged shutdown. The group Opportunity Wisconsin has called out certain GOP members of the state's congressional delegation for not opposing the plan. I'm Mike Moen.
A judge in Madison will hear arguments this morning over the former Supreme Court justices who are consulting with the Speaker of the Assembly. The liberal group American Oversight is suing Republican Robin Voss. It says the secret panel is violating Wisconsin's open meetings laws. The panel is advising the Speaker on his options when it comes to possibly impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. The owner of a troubled Wisconsin grain mill will pay more than $10 million for an explosion that happened in 2017. Nate Wegehout has more.
The explosion at the Cambria corn mill killed five workers. Didion Milling Management pled guilty to nine criminal counts. The company will pay over $10 million to the families of the deceased workers and $1 million in fines. The company will also be placed on organizational probation, and OSHA will be able to inspect the mill at any time without notice or delay. Several higher-ups with the company are also being charged with concealing environmental and safety violations. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's deer hunting seasons are underway, and wildlife officials are urging hunters to help curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Erin Larson is with the Department of Natural Resources. She says the fatal brain wasting disease has been found in 62 of Wisconsin's 72 counties.
In recent years, we have unfortunately seen the disease introduced in some new isolated areas of the state, particularly in isolated parts of northern Wisconsin.
The DNR is asking hunters not to bait deer and to dispose of carcass waste in landfills. Republicans on a state Senate committee are voting not to confirm four of Governor Evers' appointees to the Natural Resources Board. The move could delay a board vote on the agency's contentious wolf management plan. The plan does not include a hard population cap for wolves, something farmers and hunters are calling for. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters to test their deer for chronic wasting disease before eating venison. Infected deer can look healthy for many months after catching the disease. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services encourages testing regardless of the physical condition of a harvested deer, especially in areas with reported cases of CWD. To date, there have been no reported cases of CWD infection in humans. Roadwork projects are progressing in Wisconsin Rapids. Crews will tentatively be paving sections of Oak Street and 9th Avenue North next week. The work on the sewer and water lines on Broadway Street are expected to be completed this week. The underground utility work on Broadway Street began on Tuesday and is expected to take about 2 weeks to complete. City crews should be able to start pavement removal and replacement on 32nd Street between Washington and Franklin late next week. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Packers get dominated by the Lions. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Detroit Lions embarrassed the young Packers in prime time last night, the final 34-20. The Lions were up 27-3 at the half. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I told them, I had challenged them at halftime to just continue to go out there and compete. Thought we did that. We had an opportunity. It was down 10, and we had a bad penalty to make it a three-possession game. And there's a lot of improvement out there for us.
The Packers offense unable to get a first down until late in the second quarter. Jordan Love.
I think something we just got to work on throughout the week of practice. I think just offensively as a whole, we just got to start faster.
Green Bay only able to rush for 27 yards total, even with Aaron Jones back after missing the last two games with a hamstring strain. The Lions and former Bears running back David Montgomery rushed for 121 yards, scoring 3 touchdowns.
I told myself it's either you score or you never get it again. But it's definitely big to understand and know that, you know, Coach Campbell and Ben trust me in that, you know, high pressure moment. Super, super dope to see it work out and, you know, many more to come.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell.
I didn't realize this, but that was David Montgomery's first time to get a win against the Packers, so that's pretty impressive. And then 3 touchdowns, first time that we've had a Lions running back that's gotten that here at Lambeau, so that's pretty impressive.
Packers defensive back Rasul Douglas on how the Lions were able to score points in all 4 quarters of the game.
I don't know. We just got to just come out. I just feel like it was just my fault, you know what I mean? Like it was all on me. I ain't come out. I ain't make no plays. I ain't spark the defense. I wasn't energized like I usually am. I wasn't. So it's really on me why the defense played bad.
So the Packers have the weekend off, then they come back next week to play the Raiders in Las Vegas a week from Monday night. Baseball, the Brewers with a 3-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals at AmFam Field. The Brewers getting their first look at center fielder Garrett Mitchell since injuring his shoulder in April. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together. Terry, good to have you here. We're joined right now by our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Can I graduate from playing the triangle?
Oh, well, it depends. Not if you're trying to take the tambourine.
Terry's got the tambourine. What are you looking at? What instrument you want, Paul? It's yours. Whatever you want.
Lead guitar would be my...
You got
wow.
it. You
okay.
got it.
You got are you it. Are you on vocal too or no?
We don't have a lead guitarist, so we
okay.
We need that.
James, what do you do? I don't even know what you do.
I'm figuring it out. We'll get it figured
Paul,
out.
Paul, you can be whatever you want.
Yeah, you got this. You got this, Paul. Paul, we've got an interesting weekend ahead of us here, especially in the Midwest. We're getting a little bit of all the seasons, it feels like.
Yeah, certainly have been. And definitely going to get a full dose of summer with these temperatures that we're going to get into this weekend. And still looking like a string of some 80-degree days, first few days of next week as well. And then a gradual cooling trend starting a little bit on Wednesday, and then more so by Thursday and Friday. With some of the rain and storm chances coming up later half of next week. But yeah, in the meantime, today, still looking at some lingering clouds and then some sunny breaks as we get further through the day here. Highs to about 75. Southeast winds 5 to 15. 57, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, maybe some fog late. And then Saturday, breaks of sun and some cloudiness. Isolated shower storm chance in the morning. Better chances further north across Wisconsin with a high to about 81 Saturday. And then back to about 63 Saturday night, partly cloudy. Sunday with a mix of clouds and sun, mid-80s for highs. And then 60 on Sunday night, still back around 80. Monday and Tuesday, sunny and dry both days. Overnight lows still around 60 first few nights of next week. And starting to see the chances for a few showers and storms developing as we get to more in the day on Wednesday, especially Wednesday night. The way things are looking with this system approaching. 74 on Wednesday. Some showers Wednesday night, 52. Still could see a shower on Thursday. Otherwise, just turning back to more seasonal temps, upper 60s. Some breaks of sun Thursday. Maybe some more shower chances by Friday as temps fall off. Probably closer to 60 by Friday. So definitely feeling the fall like next weekend. Certainly not this weekend coming up here, however.
You know, the strangest thing happened. Mm. I looked up yesterday, and I have green grass in my yard. After all this rain this last week, it's so weird. It's the first time in 2 months?
It's been nice
3 months.
See.
It is nice. And, you know, I'm not a fan of this warm weather, but I will take it because it is homecoming weekend for us here for our high school. So it sounds like a beautiful weekend for the kids.
Nice of you to set that up for us, Paul. Thank you for that.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate the
and
good
then
weather.
Bring some fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on Monday.
I'm ready
right.
for the bonfire.
I mean, when I talk to you next week, you better have some cool temperatures. Paul, or you're off the guitar.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to lose my spot.
Yeah.
You might.
It's going to happen right away.
You'll just give us a certain forecast. That's all. Just stay in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Paul, before we let you go, I've been meaning to ask you this before when it's come up in other conversations. We're going to be leading into today. Our opening topic is it's National Coffee Day, and we're going to be talking a little coffee. Are you a coffee drinker, Paul?
Yeah, I do drink coffee most mornings. Yeah.
You a straight black guy, a little bit of creamer, anything like that?
Yeah, actually some cream, and I actually use some honey to sweeten my coffee.
Nice.
Really, in your coffee?
So nice.
I've never tried that. Yeah. I've had it in tea, but I've never even thought about putting it in coffee.
My mom does that sometimes, and I've always wanted to try it. I got to try that now. That's awesome. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, sir. We appreciate you.
All right. Yeah, you guys do.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. Best in the business right there, our friend Paul Trobley, Weather Eye Weather Center. He'll be back with us Monday with a live broadcast for us. Love talking with Paul.
Gotta love him.
Yep.
I love that he was hung up on the triangle. I have not been here for 2 weeks. That was 2 weeks ago we talked about that.
He's been sitting on that. You could tell.
It's like, dang.
He came right out the gate with it. That was awesome. Be on the lookout wherever you get music for our band. We don't have a name. We haven't rehearsed yet. But
we don't have wardrobe.
It's coming. It'll be there. It'll be there.
James can't figure out what he's doing.
We'll get it figured out. All that's coming, along with some other great stuff in the next couple of hours, because we've got about 6 hours of show. We're going to put in the 2 hours today. That's how we like to handle Fridays. Got a lot of good things lined up for you. We are going to be talking about National Coffee Day in just a moment, but getting into that. Terry, I will have the National Pet Insurance announce their winner of the 15th Annual Hambone Award. That is named in the honor of the most crazy pet insurance story.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll be getting into that a little bit later. Looking forward to it. We are also going to get into some entertainment news. Interesting stuff going on with Netflix. Mick Jagger's back in our news again. We'll tell you what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. And after that, we've got the best cities in America for coffee, along with Merriam-Webster's 690 new words that they have included. We're going to go through all 690.
Oh, we should. I always think that's so weird. We are going to. We're going to read them. And we're going to read them responsively. So one word you, yes, one word me, yes, you know, like yes. That way.
Looking forward to that. We've also got some other good stuff that we'll lined up for you. Some That Ain't Right stories, of course. Good stories of the day, local good stuff. And we're going to wrap up our day catching up with our United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties and talking a little bit more about the great things that you guys are doing over there, Terry. Looking forward to that. Right now, let's talk coffee. Terry and I think actually one of the first things you and I bonded over was coffee. Both of us are big coffee fans, love our coffee. And it's an interesting thing here. So happy National Coffee Day, everybody. According to the National Coffee Association, 63% of Americans, of adults in America, drink it daily. And most of us aren't just having one cup. The average is 2 to 3 cups a day. And that's not a small amount of coffee we're swilling down. But if we're still not even close to number one, if you look at other countries' per capita numbers. Americans drink 324 cups of coffee each year, per person each year. So that's 324 cups per person each year. Lebanon is number one with 1,516. Sweden is next with 1,184.
Oh.
Is that all they do is drink coffee? I was just stuck
doing the math on ours. Like, if you're a coffee drinker and you have a cup a day, why would you skip those 40 days?
I don't understand.
I mean, are you Catholic and you're giving it up for Lent? I mean, what's happening? Like, what's going on?
As always, a bunch of chains have deals today, but Starbucks isn't one of them, which is just it's also National Starbucks Day. Like, how do you not have deals today?
So, yeah, you have to wonder that, but then at the same time, it's kind of like, well, if it's National Coffee Day and people are going for coffee, then why give it away free?
I guess, but when you make more money than Solomon, I mean, you would think that you'd give your customers
I will say, like, my daughter left this morning. She said, I'm going to Dunkin' before school this morning because they had a free hot or iced coffee with a purchase. So she's like, I'm buying my donut and getting my iced coffee free.
That's my kind of kid. So, that's a smart kid right there. Yeah. Dunkin' is doing a free medium cup with any purchase for Dunkin' Rewards members.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme is giving out free cups of coffee. No purchase necessary. Just walk in and get a free medium coffee or iced coffee. That's the way to do it.
It is the way to do it. But don't you get that visual of like, okay, you finally get to the front of the line. They get their coffee and then they like get right back in line so that they can just get another one.
Yes. That was me with samples as a kid. I don't know what it was. I don't know why. I don't seem to remember, like, at the Jewel and some of the grocery stores in Illinois we went to. I don't remember seeing a lot of samples. It was out here.
So when you came here?
Piggly Wiggly and Country Kitchen and County Market. Like, going to those places. I was just into my field day. Getting those little donuts and everything. Loved it. White Castle has a coupon for a free small coffee with any order. That's interesting. And most of these others, like Tim Hortons and Pilot Flying J, if there's one near you, I would look into it. We don't really have any of those near us.
Okay, when you say a free coffee at White Castle, now to me, that's crappy coffee.
It probably, I love White Castle, but it probably is. You're absolutely right. I've never had the coffee there.
Probably not good coffee.
Probably not. I do love White Castle, though. I hope that there are some local businesses out here. We have a lot of great local coffee shops. I hope that they are offering deals. If they are not, today is a great day to buy local, support local.
Absolutely.
Get to one of our local coffee shops. We've got a dozen of them in our area, and if you stretch out to central Wisconsin, you've got plenty. I know many of our age range, Terry, went to the Mission Coffee House when we were in high school up in Stevens Point. You've got places like that. So wherever you are, there's a local great coffee shop. Help them keep their lights on. Buy local, support local.
Absolutely.
I wanted to look at a couple of other things. What's the most popular type of coffee by state?
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
That's an interesting one. I thought it just at the top of my head while we were getting ready for Paul, I thought of this, and I just pulled it up real quick. So looking at this, it's interesting. Here's the full lineup of coffees. Just looking at some of these that are out there, like Alabama loves iced coffee, Alaska cold brew, Arkansas's iced coffee, California decaf.
You know why? Because they're just like pouring Kessler in it.
I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Like they're spiking their coffee or something.
I'll say this. California, you don't think of it very much, but they are a big coffee place. Like everywhere I went, you throw a rock and there's a coffee shop.
Oh, I'm sure.
And there's usually somebody working on a screenplay in that coffee shop. But I wouldn't think the decaf. Maybe they need it. I don't know. I guess. Florida cappuccino. Hawaii cold brew, Illinois iced coffee, Iowa iced coffee, Maine with their iced coffee. I'm seeing if there's anything different here. Montana loves their coffee black. There you go. Let's see here. Rhode Island iced coffee. Iced coffee is the main one with most of these.
Interesting.
Vermont has cold brew.
Okay, so this is just me being naive. What is the difference between iced coffee and cold brew?
I appreciate you saying that because I was wondering it this whole time. I don't know. There's got to be something about the way it's prepared. 424-2600, if you know the reason why or anything, feel free to call.
School us. Here we go.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Washington, D.C. loves cappuccino, West Virginia iced coffee, and Wisconsin iced coffee.
Interesting. Although I will say that is really popular with kids.
Yeah.
Or, you know, younger people. I would prefer, and you know, you bring up the California decaf thing. I'm not a California person, but I'm a decaf drinker because in general, I just don't drink caffeine occasionally. Or if I splurge on something like a cold brew, they often don't have that as decaf. But in general, just black decaf is my thing.
I think the other thing I think of is today is the day among all others that I want so badly to have my own coffee grinder. I want to grind up my own coffee beans and make
there
my own coffee.
There's nothing better than the aroma of that.
I want that so bad. One of my favorite things in the world is opening up a new container of coffee and just smelling that coffee. Oh,
okay,
I love it.
So, but you were making a motion like a hand grinder.
Yeah, yeah.
You want that or you want the one that where you just dump the beans in and push the button and it grinds it?
I like the grinder.
You get the same smell.
You get the same smell, though, so I'm not going to be picky about either one. I've wanted it for so long. Like, literally since I was a kid, I've wanted one of those. So I'm not going to be picky about whatever kind I get.
Okay, seriously. I have one, seriously, in the back of my cupboard for, like, the last 15 years. Now you're getting it. Because I used to think, like, that was awesome, and now I'm like, forget that.
It gets old.
But I'm the only one in my house that drinks any coffee, and so I use a Keurig. And I just make one cup. Yeah. So, like, I'm not grinding enough for a whole pot.
And if I am making coffee, it's usually for myself or one other person.
Well,
tops.
Now you're getting a grinder. You know, it's used.
I love it. I love it. And I didn't even have to go to Overback Fest.
See?
More on that a little bit later when we talk about our weekend schedule. I'm in a segue mood today, people. Watch out. Well, coming up, we're going to be doing some Celebrate with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again. Tomorrow, slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Tell me I may always dance the anniversary waltz with you.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stitt Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff at civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook, and we always encourage you to call in if you want. You may have missed a birthday. Get it to us, 715-424-2600.
I just liked that music.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Seth's been on the hunt for more anniversary songs to add into there, and that's a good one that he added. Nice work there, brother. Let's take a look at our local birthdays here, Terry. And we actually, I need you to give me some numbers here first. Now, for this one, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us our qualifier. And we can go ahead and get, we got our qualifier for Saturday. Then on Sunday, I need a one through three.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So we look at our birthdays for today. And first up, got to wish a happy birthday to my mom.
Oh, yep. Happy birthday.
My mom is 30 today.
Liar.
Somehow younger than me. Don't know how that worked out, but that's what I'm going with because I'm not going to ask her her age. No, I'm just kidding. She is the by far and away the strongest, smartest human being I've ever known.
That is amazing.
I know that my mom locally worked at Book World for many years, worked at our library, McMillan Library, for many years, and was a very, very important to her that when we moved to this community, that we added to this community. I didn't get that right away, to be honest with you guys. I was a knucklehead for a long time, but she got it, and she helped me get to this place where I am now. It was a very big deal to her. One of the first things she did when she got her first paycheck was putting money into the United Way. That was one of the first things she wanted to do.
Awesome.
Because she understood that you guys hit on so many things, and it's a big deal to her. Well, there's so many issues. There's so much stuff going on. How do I impact all these things? You go to the United Way, you're able to do that kind of thing.
Okay, so when you're talking about the age of ladies,
mm-hmm.
you only have to go back to the previous decade.
Gotcha.
Like,
good
you don't
to
have
know.
To, you know what I mean? Like,
good to know. Good
like,
to know.
Like, you don't, if they're like 45, you don't have to go back to 20. You can just go to 40.
That's good. That's good to know. Good to know. I'm literally taking that note.
Because it seems a little more realistic.
Yeah, yeah. My mom, just one of those people that she's one of my better friends, and she is one of those people that I still every day find different things to admire or look up to. Just had hip surgery and has been dealing with a lot of emotional stuff with that. The way she has bounced back from this last couple of weeks, I mean, that's my mom, man. She's a rock star, strong.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Enjoy your day, Mom. And also celebrating a birthday, Sophia Nell. We wish Sophia a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And our qualifier today, friend of the station, Moselle Stoiber.
Oh, happy birthday, Moselle.
Dr. Mo, happy birthday to you. She can't hear us right now because she's out of state.
Well, perfect.
Her son is celebrating a birthday, too. Her son and her are celebrating their birthday together today, and I hope that they're having a fun time. Safe travels to them.
Cool. Happy 40th, Moselle.
We wish a very... nicely done. We wish a very happy birthday tomorrow to Jenny Stowell.
Happy birthday.
Jenny, you're our qualifier. You're our one name. We get to put the spotlight on you, and have a great day, Jenny. And then taking a look at Sunday, a couple of personal birthdays here. One, a very happy birthday to my Aunt Barb, one of my favorite people. Love my Aunt Barb. Wonderful person. My Aunt Barb is one of those people. So if you know Linda Garsky, you know one of the things you know is Linda's laugh. My Aunt Barb is very similar to that. Just got one of those like classic laughs that you just loved. You want to tell her jokes just so she'll laugh. Like she's a great human being. And my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, Mac Zowski, celebrating a birthday here. Mac, a local, Mac, Nakusa boy.
Very cool.
Wishing him a happy birthday.
I'm going to go backwards a day.
Oh.
And give a little shout out. My parents' 50th wedding anniversary was yesterday. Yeah, so, just happy anniversary to them. Thanks for all that you do for all of us.
A very, very happy anniversary to them. We appreciate them. Happy anniversary to them. Our qualifier for Sunday, Tammy Wilson.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Tammy, enjoy your day. We hope it is a great one for you. And to everybody celebrating out there, we wish you a great one. As long as we are rewinding and getting in anniversaries, I did not get in not only my brother and his wife's anniversary, not only my sister and her husband's anniversary this month, but my mom and dad's anniversary was last week. And
perfect.
I didn't get
you're
in
on
it.
A roll, man.
I missed all of them. I missed all three of
them. Well, okay, but then you're not showing any favoritism to anybody, are you?
That was actually the intent, honestly. After I forgot
you missed
the first one,
and I was like, all right, forget it.
I'm being completely honest with everybody. looking at our celebrity birthdays, Halsey is 29. Bad at Love or Closer with the Chainsmokers she did. She had a recent album come out where she's got a song, I Am Not a Woman, that's just incredible. I thought she was good, and I knew who she was. I saw her in SNL, and she blew me away. She is one heck of a singer and songwriter. She is very talented. The very talented Kevin Durant is 35 today, from Oakland City Thunder forward, who's won 4 NBA scoring titles. He's on the Phoenix Suns now. One of the greatest shooters I've ever seen, and I've never seen a guy at 7 foot shooting the way he does. He's got a beautiful shot. One of the greatest receivers we've ever seen, and retired early from the Detroit Lions, Calvin Johnson, Megatron is what they called him.
That's an awesome name.
It's a great name, and he is a great receiver. One of the strongest, most smart receivers I've ever seen. I pay a lot of attention to that position in football, and he, very few that were ever like him. Another Detroit Lion, too, that retired early, like Barry Sanders. Like, he had a couple years left, at least, and retired early.
Well...
Some
people are smart and go on a high note.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Nah. I also can't imagine what it's like to have to give up something you've spent your whole
absolutely.
Life doing.
It's I agree.
It's a weird balance, you know? Let's see. Les Claypool is 60 today. Our generation, Terry, I would say Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Les Claypool. These are the two great bass players we have had and two of the greatest of all time. Oh, boy. Andrew Dice Clay is 66. Hickory Dick. No. Andrew Dice Clay. I don't know. I'm curious. If Andrew Dice Clay comes out in 2023, does he get canceled in his first show, or does he just get brought in by a whole different audience?
If he's new, I think he gets canceled. If he makes a comeback, I think he's
grandfathered in. Kind
yeah,
of.
He's the power
in.
Drill.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, like he's got a he's got a following.
He made quite a living off of that career, though, of that bit, basically. Let's see here. Bryant Gumbel is 75. Amazing journalist. Amazing journalist. The Gumbel family, just amazing journalists. Mike Post is 79. The guy who wrote the theme song to Magna P.I., all 3 Law & Order series, The A-Team, Hill Street Blues, Quantum Leap, The Rockford Files,
wow.
Doogie Howser, and maybe of all of them, the greatest, The Great American Hero.
All of those he had.
Yeah. Mike Post.
That's impressive.
I believe that Mike Post is still working, too. I'm not 100% on that, but he is the guy that you go to for jingles.
But I'm just thinking that. You start doing that, right? And so you have, you know, 6, 8 of them that you're able to differentiate. But then he did a good job of not making them, you know, like to me, they would just kind of start running together.
Yeah,
like, it's like, oh, well, I could take parts of that one. But I don't all of those that you named, I don't, you know, nothing rings a bell to me as being the same.
I admire that so much. It's very similar with John Williams as a composer. Like, he's the greatest composer of all time by far and away. And you hear him do a Star Wars thing, and then you hear him do an Indiana Jones thing or whatever, and they're all different. Yeah. They all very impressive.
It's impressive.
Ian McShane is 81. Al Swearinger on Deadwood. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean, Game of Thrones. He's in the John Wick movies. Just a fantastic actor. Loved Ian McShane. We celebrated this gentleman, these next two gentlemen on our Sunrise show over on Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI. Jerry Lee Lewis, 80, would have been 88 today. Born in 35, passed away in 2022. A lot you can say about Jerry Lewis off stage. Just focusing on the man and the piano and the player he was, we've never seen a player like him since. You've never seen anybody play the piano since like Jerry Lee Lewis did. What he was doing, punk artists and The Who and all these bands like that have tried to like kind of do what he did in some ways. He was doing it long before any of them.
Yeah, he's like, oh, sit down, kids.
And you and I touched on this, too. I think the most miraculous thing to me about him and his playing style was he could sing doing all this crazy stuff and keep the beat. Like everything
and never lost. Yeah, yeah,
never lost any of that. And then Gene Autry, born on this day in 1907, passed away in 98. The singing cowboy with 5 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, 1 for each of the 5 categories, radio, TV, movies, records, and live performances.
That is remarkable.
I was saying this on the country station. You can't talk about the history of country music without Gene Autry. I'm not sure you can talk about the history of music without talking about Gene Autry.
It's pretty cool.
And the great, the wonderful, one of my favorite voices of all time, Madeline Kahn, born in the state in 1942, passed away in 99. The wonderful, she usually played kind of a minx in Blazing Saddles and High Anxiety and, of course, Young Frankenstein. Just one of Mel Brooks' favorite actors. And growing up on Mel Brooks movies, I grew up loving Madeline Kahn. I think I had a little bit of a crush on her even. I think I might have. Let's see. And we want to look at just a couple more days here. We've got tomorrow's birthdays to take a quick look at. Let's see here. It's a thin list. Jenna Elfman's 52 tomorrow. Let's see here. And Fran Drescher is 66 tomorrow. The great work that she has done in her career, Fran Drescher on The Nanny.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the name of that show? The Nanny. Yeah.
Living with Fran. But Fran Drescher's best work of her career has just happened. What she is doing right now for the Actors Guild and fighting for us in the with the strike that's going on. She is the head of the Actors Guild.
Oh, really?
And she is amazing. Cool. I would have never guessed this. I'll be, again, being not transparent with the audience like I always try to be. We get to vote on these things as SAG members. And I see that Will Clooney, Hanks, all these people have voted for Fran Drescher. I'm not going to argue with them. Okay, I'll go with it. I didn't know that I voted for her essentially because there were no other candidates and she was the one that everybody was voting for. I'm so proud of the work she's done. I'm so thankful. Cool. She represents us very well. And that voice don't hurt. That voice don't hurt in negotiations. It does not. Let's see here. And Johnny Mathis going to be 88 tomorrow. A 50s legend. Chances Are, Without Us, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. Plenty of hits from that man. And just real quickly, looking at Sunday. Ooh, Brie Larson's got her birthday on Sunday. She's 34. Big fan. Zach Galifianakis is 54 on Sunday. Mark McGuire is 60. Randy Quaid is 73 on Sunday. Randy played Jerry Lewis in the Great Balls of Fire movie.
Yeah, you're right.
I forgot about that. Interesting that they have a birthday so close together. Julie Andrews is 88 on Sunday. Oh, that's a good one. President Jimmy Carter is 99 on Sunday. Happy birthday to former President Carter. And the people no longer with us on Sunday would have been celebrating Richard Harris. Interesting, Richard Harris played Dumbledore. The actor who took over for him just passed away. Just yesterday. So that's interesting. And the great, the legend, Walter Matthau would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. Grumpy Old Man.
I love those movies.
Bad News Bears. Of course, The Odd Couple. One of my favorite actors of all time. And one of my favorite combinations. We had combinations back in the day. You had Newman and Redford. You had Matthau and Lemon. You had some great combinations back there. And those two, Lemon and Matthau, I could watch them reading a phone book.
Yeah, and you can turn it on anytime. You know what I mean? Like you're flipping through it. It just, I don't know. They're timeless, but they're also, you don't have to worry about who else is in the room.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. The fishing stuff with those two. Like, it's so good.
And
with the dead fish
and
in the
back. And who plays his dad? Lemon's dad. You know, Jack.
Yeah.
But his dad. But you know who I'm talking about.
Great impersonator.
He,
great.
Oh,
I can picture him right now. He's like, got the curly hair.
Yeah, I just can't stop laughing.
Those are good movies. Those are good movies. We're going to take a break. But one more time, very happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating. And a personal happy birthday to my mom. Enjoy your day, Mom. Talk to you real soon.
Big gift is coming.
Yeah, yeah. Big gift. Big gift. I got her a shirt she really wanted. It's not a big gift. She won't let me do big stuff anymore.
Not a shirt out of the box in the other room,
no,
right?
No. That'd be hilarious. That's what... No.
You should give her that first.
I don't think she's listening. That's what I'm doing
first. Give her that first.
I'm giving her a WFHR shirt.
Oh, my gosh. I got this for you.
That's so good. That's so good. I'll let you know how it goes Monday, everybody. We'll be coming up Melissa's News. You can go ahead and treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. Get there and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Flu vaccinations are now available at all Marshfield Clinic primary care locations throughout Wisconsin. Health officials recommend that people get a flu vaccine by the end of October for the best protection during the influenza season. The flu virus can cause mild to severe illness. It's responsible for up to 700,000 hospitalizations and 50,000 deaths each year in the U.S. Getting the vaccine doesn't guarantee you won't get the flu, but the vaccines will help protect against serious flu illness or complications. A 37-year-old man from Sparta faces criminal charges accused of taking part in the January 6th riot. Charles Walters was arrested Wednesday and made his initial appearance in federal court in Madison. Federal prosecutors say Walters was caught on video destroying some fencing, climbing onto the inaugural stage risers, and going inside the Capitol wearing a helmet and ballistic-style vest. In the 32 months since January 6, 2021, more than 1,100 individuals have been charged in nearly all 50 states for crimes related to the breach of the U.S. Capitol. The city of Stevens Point has a vacancy in the 4th District after the current alderperson resigned. The council will appoint a replacement to fill the unexpired term ending in April of 2024. Interested applicants must live in the district and submit a cover letter and resume to the city clerk by October 11th at 4 p.m. This is a nonpartisan seat, as are all city offices. Run with Cops Wisconsin Rapids is happening October 5th. This will be a community night run for Special Olympics with lights along the course. They'll have glow stations where runners can stop and get decked out in necklaces, bracelets, and blue and red lights. On-site registration and packet pickup is from 4:30 to 6 at the Moravian Church in Wisconsin Rapids. There will be a law enforcement vehicle expo and kids obstacle course from 5 to 6. The 5K starts at 6:15. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin, to being like, who's up for whitewater rafting, and turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company, and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again. Tomorrow, slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play one more time, for a last time, a famous TV game show theme.
Oh, we're hanging it up.
Yep, we got one more for you here, everybody. Next week, we're going to start Saturday morning cartoons. We're going to start doing those. We're going to have some fun with that.
Sweet.
I like to do those when the kids start school and everything. It's kind of a fun way to kick off this school year. So we're going to wrap up our TV game show themes today. We'll be starting with kids Saturday morning cartoons next week. Now, I wanted to start doing something a little bit more with the audience. We've been doing this with our friends from Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids for about 5 years, maybe?
Yeah, I would say at least.
And Culver's has advertised with us even longer than that. We say a shout out and good morning to them. I want to have more. I've done a lot of these, you guys, and somehow we haven't ran out. I know we've doubled up on some of them, but we haven't ran out. I want to hear from you. What ones do you want to hear? I know that means a little... Wait a minute. Whoa. If I suggest one, they can win one. They still got to be able to call up, and they don't know when I'm going to play them. If you suggest, hey, do the Friends theme song, they don't know that I'm going to play it that Friday. I might play it a year from now. Who knows? So you still have an opportunity to get other people to win these things, and we get some suggestions, and you guys can interact with us a little bit. So go ahead and reach out to me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. We'd love to hear from you and get some suggestions. So let's go ahead and get to playing this and get some people some free Culver's, because you call up 424-2600. You get this right, and you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. That's free Culver's.
It's awesome. You know what I tried there last week? Mm. They have a new beef pot roast sandwich.
Ooh.
Oh, it's fabulous.
That does sound good.
You can have it for free.
So here we go, everybody. 424-2600. Call up and join us if you know the theme song to this game show.
Okay, that new intro really kind of threw me.
Ooh, well, this is the old one. This is the older one, yes. And I was going to see if anybody could get it.
Oh, there we go.
And we got somebody calling up. Let's go ahead and see if we got ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
What is Jeopardy?
Yeah! Nice job. I was wondering if whoever got it was going to answer it that way.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah, that was the 80s game show, Jeopardy theme.
Really?
Song. Yes, yeah. Nicely done. Did it take you a second, sir?
Yeah, I took a few notes.
Yeah, yeah.
The beginning there, till it came to the familiar part.
it's got to be, if not the most famous, one of the most famous themes or game shows music. And it's not just so much the theme as it is the waiting music. The do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. Yeah. So I didn't want to play one of the more easier ones to grab. I pulled something from the 80s, but our listeners are good. You guys are good. Nice job. Sir, what's your first name?
This is Timothy.
Thank you so much for listening and playing along, Timothy. We appreciate that. I know you've won here before. We got your information. Yeah. You can stop by the studio and pick this up. But thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, I'll stop by and see Pam. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. And take care and have a great weekend. And thank you so much for listening and playing along, sir. That was fun. That was a good one. We had to wrap up on Jeopardy.
You know, though, he could not have done that better.
No.
What is Jeopardy?
It was perfect. It was perfect. That was a great way to do it. And I give a big shout out to Timothy for that. Timothy, one of our better listeners. He chimes in with us all the time. So this is the more modern version. Yeah. This is the modern version.
And maybe it was just the very beginning. You know what I mean? Like that kind of the lead up. I was like, what? I mean, this seems more familiar. But
I don't know if there's a more classic game show theme song than that. I really don't. I think that it's got to be. I will say.
Maybe Family Feud.
Family Feud has got to be up there. Let's Make a Deal is up there as well. And I will say, I was going to do the $1,000 Pyramid. Or $100,000 Pyramid.
Yep.
So that one is actually a little bit, and I'm just going to go ahead and play it for you since we're not going to be actually able to do this one. Because I didn't know if the audience would get it. I don't want to stump you guys. I want to make it a little tough. But I'm not trying to stump you. I'm trying to get you some free Culvers. So there was this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think this one's pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
Maybe not on the Jeopardy level, but...
It's that beat. It's that drop. You got to get that. Yeah. We'll take a break. We're coming back and we're talking about unusual pet injuries and National Pet Insurance Awards. We'll be back with more fun here on Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you looking for help with nutrition? WFHR's current sponsor for the Kitchen's Open segment, the Southwood County YMCA, has a variety of options. Sign up for their 5-week Prevent and Thrive with Diabetes class that starts October 18th. Lunch and learn the last Wednesday of the month and watch delicious, healthy meals being prepared that you then get to eat. Visit their website, swcymca.org, to see the full list of classes and register, or call 715-818-9266.
Looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere? Look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's
and
Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm
agree.
Smile and
that's exactly how my dad raised us. That's
place where the
he doesn't have a lot of stuff like that, but his
right
tools, they better
so
be back.
Down
well, most of Randy's tools are on
the charm of a small town cafe.
My toolkit's like in the kitchen, you know. So
Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
But it was just funny. I'm like, don't you?
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount. To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 75. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Well, we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down. Out in Bethlehem, they're filling time, filling our forms, standing in line. Well, our fathers fought the Second World War.
Billy Joel's maybe, I think it may be his greatest song that he wrote, his greatest written song, Allentown. I'm a big fan of that one.
I like it. I was actually thinking about, we were talking about earlier how, like, you when we were kids, you had to try to record your favorite song, you know, your songs you wanted on a cassette. But that one, you'd miss the steam whistle.
You would. You're so right. You're so right. It wouldn't feel the same without it. It wouldn't feel the same. You're so right. We saw this one a little while ago and been waiting to kind of dive into it until they gave out an award. National Pet Insurance announced a interesting winner for their Hambone Award for the most unusual pet insurance claim of the year. We are going to go ahead and get into some of the finalists for this.
Is that something you aspire to? Or
I wonder. You got to wonder. So here are the 2023 Hambone Award finalists. There is Belle. B-E-L-L-E, a Jindo from Atlanta, Georgia, confronted a large deer that wandered into the family's backyard. Thankfully, the spunky dog's tussle with the big buck only resulted in soft tissue damage and scratches. But that dog is going to have bragging rights for a long time. I fought a deer.
I agree. I think deer and humans don't realize actually how aggressive that deer can be. So, yeah, can't you just see this little yappy dog like thinking they're going to scare this buck out of there?
Let's see here. There was Jax, a snuggly pug from Las Vegas who was cozied up in a comforter at home while recovering from surgery because became dangerously overheated at the point of heat stroke. But it's okay. Not all these animals obviously are okay. We wouldn't be talking about it doing
But you bring your dog home from surgery and then you like cook them to death?
I mean, yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing? Josie, a playful mixed breed pup from California, lost four teeth and suffered a broken jaw while aggressively chasing a ball during a game of fetch in San Francisco area.
Whoa.
It is suspected that Josie's injury resulted from a high-speed collision into a pair of cast iron stadium seats.
Yikes!
Yeah. The thing about these animals, they just keep moving. Like they don't like if they're playing catch, they're still going to try to get the ball for you. It's almost sad in some ways. Rolex, a green-cheeked Concours from Milton, Massachusetts, who was visiting a family in another home, found himself a seemingly perfect perch atop an open door. Things took a perilous turn when the homeowner shut the door without looking and inadvertently slammed the bird in the door. Although Rolex's injuries were quite serious, he is treated and recovered, doing just fine now. Rolex for a bird is an interesting name.
I know. And I'm kind of like, and they're not assigning fault here. I understand that. But like if the bird's in a house where it's not supposed to be or not expected to be, I mean, you might close the door.
You might want to close the door, yeah. And Sonny, a determined Labrador retriever from Anaheim, California, who shimmied his crate 5 feet across the room to get close to an electric outlet, snagged and ingested three phone charger cords. He underwent an emergency procedure to clear the foreign objects, and he's doing just fine now.
I'm just getting the visual of the crate, like, bouncing across the floor.
Yes, yes,
I've got to get that cord. Like, really, of all the things you could be going for?
And those things, they are not as tasty as they
look. No, go another 5 feet to the kitchen. Just you might fare better.
You might find something. You might. that's rough. That's rough. So, let's see. Who won? Who was the winner? Well, Nationwide said the 15th annual Ham Bone Award, named in honor of a dog who ate an entire ham while trapped in a refrigerator.
Okay, that's funny.
I hadn't heard that before. That's awesome.
Okay, let's just think about this. The size of a dog, I'm just making the assumption that this was in a home, right? Not in a commercial size refrigerator. Right? So you can't have a really huge dog to get trapped in the refrigerator, and it ate a whole ham.
I mean, you opened up that refrigerator. I want to know the look on that dog's face.
Yeah, but then it's like,
poof. Yeah. Just no way he's getting out of there. Need the jaws of life to get that dog out of the refrigerator. So the award was given to a cat named Giles. Giles' owners, Reed and Caitlin, said that the cat was under the sofa bed when Reed's stepmother folded it back into the couch. Blech. Giles, like the rest of the finalists of the award, fully recovered from their injuries. Giles' predicament shows just how easily an ordinary situation can become perilous for a pet. Part of this is to bring awareness to these situations so that we hopefully don't have them happen to our furry friends.
So, does it say what happened to this cat? Like, did it just get smushed in there? Or what? I mean, you know what I mean?
Just
like,
got smushed in there and was in there for a couple of hours until they find it. They found it. They were looking at it. Where's Giles?
So maybe, like,
where's
suffocating, Giles? Huh?
And they heard it. Apparently,
or
it
just trapped.
Just trapped.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just trapped. Thankfully, it was able to breathe, and it's doing okay now. But, boy, these cats are not letting you hear the end of it,
so
though.
If you're the winner, what do you get?
Yeah, I didn't find anything for
that. You know, like, do you get, like, free pet insurance for the life of that pet or something?
I think it's a little bit like bragging rights. I think it's a little bit of that.
Well, it's an insurance company. They should cough up some cash.
Should be doing something, yeah. I mean, even we're doing that with our naming our chicken contest.
See?
We're not just giving you bragging rights. No. You have it now until tomorrow to get in on this. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken to name that chicken, everybody. You can enter up to three names. Only takes you a couple of minutes, especially if you already have the names in mind. Boom, you'll be in and out.
And you don't
there.
Have to do three. You could just
no,
have one that you think is fabulous,
it's a great
hop
point.
On, put it
yeah.
in.
And then we'll open the polls from October 9th to the 29th and let the pecking order decide. You get to pick the name, everybody. Not only are you coming up with the names, you get to pick the names. And the top three names will be winning great prizes. A shout out to our friends at Chula Vista. Third place, overnight stay at Chula Vista. Water park passes included. Zip lining, some food. We're going to feed you and we'll get you some swag.
Cool.
Second place, same stuff, just a little more swag and a little more vouchers for you. And first place is a two-night stay at Chula Vista. With all of those things included, and of course, bragging rights.
Very cool.
Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, get in on this, and thank you to everybody who has already participated. We appreciate everybody playing along. Want to send a big shout out to our great friend, Rebecca Sullivan, who's our graphic designer and marketing specialist. She's done some great things over there. Really appreciate the work, Rebecca. We have some breaking news I want to touch on. Senator Dianne Feinstein has passed away. Feinstein, who's three decades in the Senate, made her the longest serving female U.S. senator in history. This is not about politics. This is about an American who gave herself to public service for three decades and a trailblazer in the industry. I don't care what your political feelings are or anything. You give respect to people like this, I feel. If we could do this with former presidents, where we always call former presidents president, I think with people like Ms. Feinstein, she has earned, she deserves this. You know, we appreciate the work that she has put into our country.
I was just looking, 90 years old.
90 years old. 90 years old and could have easily retired or could have been a lot of different things. A lot of different things could have happened there. But what she did with her life, just remarkable. And a big thank you to her for the work that she put into our country again. Again, if you are just hearing, Senator Dianne Feinstein has passed away. Wishing her family and friends the best. And appreciate her again. We'll be getting into some entertainment news in a little bit, Terry, but this one I wanted to get to a little bit early, kind of entertainment-wise. Did you ever see the movie Miss Congeniality?
Yeah, okay. Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, okay, I thought so. I thought most people had seen that one. Well,
it's going to be, duh.
I like that. Great response. Well, this is the real-life Miss Congeniality. Candace Cavanaugh will represent Arizona in Miss USA pageant tonight, which will make her the competition's first law enforcement officer. She's a hostage negotiator on the SWAT team in Tempe, but unlike Sandra Bullock in the movie, she's not undercover. At least that's what she says. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she is. I don't know. No, she says, quote, "When I'm in my police uniform, I'm empowered to help people. And when I'm in my sash and crown, I'm empowered to help people. And so I'm doing the same job, just in different uniforms."
Okay, I love that.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And I could see why she's doing this.
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. That is
very cool. Very that's awesome.
Right, that is very cool. Good on her for doing this. That's a cool story.
Did you say that's on tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh, I'll have to check it out.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know it was happening.
I won't watch it live, but I would.
They don't really promote that stuff like they used to. Interesting.
I just don't watch live network TV.
That's true.
So I think that's part of the problem. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not seeing the commercials or the buildup because...
They may be promoting the heck out of it. And
anything
I just
that I'm watching,
you.
I'm watching probably DVR'd.
Being honest with everybody, if it isn't in if it isn't on Hulu or YouTube and their commercials, chances are I'm probably not seeing it. I don't watch a lot of TV to begin with, and let alone the only stuff I do watch that does have commercials, I think, are those two streamers. So I watch, I actually, every year around football season, this kicks in where I get familiar with network TV again, because it's the only time I seem to watch it.
That you're watching live TV or whatever. Yeah.
Probably now until February, where when the basketball season ends, because then I'll watch basketball when that kicks in, you know, on TNT and stuff like that.
And I wouldn't suspect, I mean, possibly, but I wouldn't suspect that they're advertising for this pageant.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably
not. You
know,
those chase stations. So, yeah.
And sometimes you have to give in to your kid just to protect your own sanity. But a new poll looked at the average parent's win-loss record. I think this is a fun one. The average parent has 190, quote, wins a year, or just under 4 per week, meaning your kid doesn't want to do something and you get them to do it anyway. But the average parent also caves and gives their kid what they want 218 times a year. So kids win about 53% of the time. That's hilarious.
Good thing they're not listening.
What an interesting way to like do this, to like figure this out.
That is funny.
People were asked to rank the top parenting wins and losses. The top wins include getting them to brush their teeth, having them up and ready for time for school, eating them eating their fruits and veggies, and getting them to do their homework. The top parenting losses include letting them eat whatever they want, letting them have dessert before dinner, letting them use their phone or iPhone at the table, buying them something that they should buy themselves, and letting them stay up past their bedtime. Those are all. I think that my parents actually had a masterful way of doing a lot of these things because they knew right away that I was their kid. I was, as my mother always called me, her rebel without a pause. That's who I was. Even at like 5 years old, I was that kid. So if my bedtime was 8, my parents would they would say my bedtime was 7. And so I felt like I was staying up late.
Yeah, you thought you were all that.
Yeah, exactly. They played me so good. And they did that with a number of things.
You know, it's kind of funny because I don't really have kids. My kids aren't what I would say in this, you know, age range. Like I envision this as maybe elementary younger, right? But it is funny because some of our teammates at United Way have kids in those ranges. Yes. And I love listening to them. You know, the kind of the battles that they're going through at this point in time. Because it's like, you know, we've all done it. There's sacrifices, and sometimes you do exactly what your parents did. You just outsmart your kids, right? Yep. They think they're winning. You're actually winning. All's good.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Again, as we go to break, we'll come back with some entertainment news and plenty more fun for you. But if you had not heard, Senator Dianne Feinstein has passed away at the age of 90. She will be missed, and she is appreciated.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have some more fun right here on WFHR.